The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome to Effingham, Kansas, where we're getting set for some high school hoops here tonight on Care Radio in the NEKL, as ACCHS is playing host to Jefferson County Doors. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph in the studio. Of course we do. He's always in the studio, producing and engineering and doing all that stuff. Joseph, good to have you along here this evening, as always. Tom Couch with you here, courtside. A couple of teams coming together here for... what for ACCHS going to be the final game of the season? Or rather, for JCN, going to be the final game of the season. ACCHS is going to have one more coming up Friday, as we are drawing very, very late in this 23-24 basketball campaign. And it's also, here in Effingham, Kansas, senior night tonight. So we've kind of got that to look forward to. So, yeah, all of that going on here in Effingham, Kansas, and we're glad to have you along with us to share in it here this evening. Let's take a look at the starters, shall we? PA guys getting set to go down here, introducing the starters. Got Mitch down there handling the PA duties tonight, and let me share them with you. First of all, for the visitors from Jefferson County North Center, head coach Steve Noel, his assistant coach Rich Jobbins, and tell you what, Joseph, we're going to have a little ceremony here. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick breather. We'll be back. Bring you the starters. A little more insight into the game and the tip. The ladies game coming up the first of two. It's been a while getting here. JV games both running long, but we are set to go. We'll be back here in Effingham with the game right after this.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at 2nd Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
After a successful two weekends of regional wrestling, 50 area wrestlers are headed to Salina for the Kansas State Wrestling Tournament. The MSE Sports Radio Network will be there in force to keep you updated with all the latest results and information. Tune in to KNZA 103.9 FM for hourly updates starting at 9:30 in the morning on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. For live audio play-by-play, head to MSESports.net for coverage on the Holton and Sabetha channels. State wrestling coverage on the MSC Sports Radio Network is brought to you by Jackson Farmers in Meriden, Effingham, Lancaster, and Holton. By Ashelman Construction of Holton. Community National Bank. Crystal Bontrager with Aflac. Grassroots Lawn Care. Sullivan Construction. Medical Pharmacy. JBN Telephone Company. L&L Construction. Scobie Brothers of Sabetha. Roush & Sons Towing by Seneca Wholesale Company. Commercial Tire Solutions, just north of Seneca. Riley Electric of Holton. Cecil K's Hometown Market in Holton. And by Steinlage Hardwoods.
Back with you here in Effingham, Kansas. Good except for the first of our high school hoops doubleheader this evening in the Northeast Kansas League, ACCHS, hosting Jefferson County North. Let's look at the starters. First of all, for the visitors, and again, Jane Tien and head coach Steve Knowles, assistant Rich Jobbins. Lady Chargers come into the game with a 14-5 record and 12-3 in the conference. And they're going to be starting the same five that I think he's probably started for 19 games. It's going to be Riley Thompson and Clara Johnson, Taylor Schrick, Abby Laird, and Emily Langley. Three seniors, a sophomore, and a freshman. For ACCHS and head coach Andrew Eckert, his assistant is Tori Mace. Lady Tigers coming into the game at 6-8 in the conference and 6-12 on the season. And they're going to be starting the seniors tonight, senior night. Going to have Ellie Spear, Mallory Bosch, and Danny Chu with Madison Martin and Mackenzie Sowerly. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it as the ball goes up the tip of the way. And we are underway at 6:58 here this evening. ACCHS coming out with the basketball. We're going to get a quick three from the left side. It's going to hit the back of the iron and be cleared away by Riley Thompson. Here comes Jefferson County North taking it down the left side right in front of the scorer's table. Batted away for a moment, but rescued. Saved that on top as Clara. Kicks it down low, Emily. She will turn and shoot to strong rebound underneath. And Madison Martin is going to clear it away. Here will come Atchison County. So each team a possession, each team with a shot. Now the team at the point of the board yet. We're a half a minute or so in. Lady Tigers are going to work the perimeter. Now this cross-court pass was anticipated. And coming up before, it's going to be batted away and knocked out of bounds. And going to come back in to Atchison County. Good hustle by Powerly to get back down the floor. Slap that ball free. Here comes ACCHS. It's going to be Ellie Spear walking it up. Again, Ellie, one of the seniors on Coach Eckert's team. She'll swing it over to the left side, taking way out on the wing. They'll work it out on top. Here's a long two. Airborne rims around, won't fall. Rebound tipped around, and it'll be taken away this time by Clara Johnson. Eric coming down the floor. We'll drive in, jump it across, over to the left side. The shot up off the window, but no good. Rebound underneath Langley. Goes up. Going to be blocked away by Martin. Her first block of the game. And here comes Atchison County. Lady Tigers back up the floor. Over to the left side. Thinking about the three. Well, that was a long, hard look at the rim by Mallory Bosch. And she does not take that shot. They'll kick it back over to the left side. And off on top. Tigers. Going to be Danny Chu with it. Back right to Ellie. Ellie goes cross court. Mallory back up top side. Long three. Off the mark. Rebound is on the floor. Saved by Martin. Tigers going to pick it up. Go to the right side. All the way to the baseline. Skip past it in the middle. It's deflected. And we get a foul. Oh, we're going to get a travel at the backcourt. I thought perhaps the defender had reached in and committed a foul. But instead, the defender has reached in and got the travel called against JZN, and the Lady Tigers will make their first substitution of the game. Going to bring Mackenzie Scholes in. We are still scoreless. 2 minutes into the game. Tigers looking to bring it in deep on the baseline right. Here's Danny for three. Too strong, and Laird rebounds it in, gets it back into Clara.
Johnson races up the floor, takes it down the right side, goes in, shot up, and we're going to have a foul on Martin. Madison will pick up her first foul of the evening. And coming to the free throw line, as we still look for our first points of the game tonight, it's going to be J.C. and senior Clara Johnson. Clara sends it up, not going to go in. 5:54 to go, opening quarter. Lots of games going on in and around the here listening area tonight. We'll bring you some scores. Halftime, Joseph is going to bring you up to date, I'm sure, on a lot of those. And the first point of the game is going to belong to JCN. Clara's going to hit one of the two. And at 5:48 to go in the opening quarter, the Chargers take a very slim 1 point, 1-0 lead. Not a lot of offense here early. Tigers are going to go three, coming up short. Rebound off the floor. Followed up, blocked away, rebound pushed back up and in. A Bowerly will put Edge of the County in front at 2-1. 5:27 to play, opening quarter. Back up with what comes Jefferson County North. Out between the circles, but a basketball is going to be Clara Johnson. She'll direct a little traffic, dribble with the right hand, gets it to Langley. Way out on the right elbow. Top side between the circles to Riley. Feed pass in the left side, off the block and in. Langley's going to lose a handle on the basketball. It's going to get away, go out of bounds, off the Tigers. Break for JCN. Tigers are going to make another substitution, and entering the ball game for Coach Eckert now is going to be Ava Spear. And as quickly as the ball gets inbound, we're going to have a Tiger foul. It's going to be on Danny. She will pick up her first. It'll be Atchison County's second foul here in this opening quarter. We are 3 minutes into the game. 2-1. Not a ton of scoring early on. Skip pass to the block and into Langley it goes. Bowerly reaches in, ties her up. And back it will come to JCN on the alternate possession. Chargers putting in a play at their baseline. Riley Thompson, the freshman, feeds it in. Turning around, the shot off the window. Whoa, fall for Abby, and the rebound. Bowerly, outlets, up the floor. Here comes Ava, down the right side, back to Bowerly. She'll launch a three and roll it in. It looks a little bit off balance, but it rolls good, and ACCHS has leaped to a 5-1 lead. The feed goes underneath, and Langley is good for two right there. Emily Langley with the first field goal for Jefferson County North. It is 5-3. Tigers in front. We're at 4.5 to go in quarter number one. Quickly back over to the left side. It's going to go down outside the lane. Scholes now on top. The three misses. All alone underneath the rebound. Follow shot is missed again. The rebound underneath by Ava Spear. Maybe the smallest player on the floor. She gets back-to-back offensive rebounds. Tigers top side. Left edge three off the mark. This time it's going to be cleared away by Clara. Maybe the third rebound already for Clara Johnson, who runs into the lane, sends it off the back of the rim, and good. Clara has three. And we are even now at five apiece. 3:50 to go in the opening quarter. ACCHS leading up until now, and still the game is tied. The feed to the right side of the free throw line. Stepping inside is going to be Mackenzie Scholes. Back off on top. It'll go to Danny. She will head for the baseline. Cross court will come to the right side. Ava will work away to the baseline. Pulls up there and comes back out on top. A little zone defense it looks like out here right now. They're having trouble getting the ball into the middle at all. Looking for Martin. She'll take it to the free throw line. That'll give and go in the middle of Bowerly, whose shot misses. And there's a lot of bumping and bumping around. And is there a foul? It took a minute, but there is. Our official from down to the baseline is going to head for the scorer's table, and the foul is going to be on Danny Chu. It'll be her second, and Danny coming out of the ball game. Atchison County will go to the bench, and they're going to bring Corey Wagner in. So Corey Wagner, junior, for ACCHS comes in, and we're going to get a JCN timeout. Joseph, we're going to get our first time out of the ball game with precisely 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter in Effingham, Kansas. ACCHS and JCN in the girls' game, tied at five.
Save Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's. Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's.
Welcome back to Effingham, Kansas. Coming out of the timeout, the Tigers inbound pass is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Mackenzie Scholes got a hand on that one. And back it'll come in to Jefferson County North. Chargers have brought Karina Johnson into the game. They've also brought Carly Porter in. Here's a 14-footer. Won't drop, and rebound is going to be swept down by the Tigers. It's a 5-5 ball game at 2 minutes and 40 to go in the opening quarter. Atchison County up the floor. Hit their feet to the left side of the free throw line. Now back and come to Bowerly. She'll take it down the right side. Dish it back off on top and around to the left edge. Working the perimeter against the zone. Here's a three launched in wide left. And a rebound on the floor. Save of the Tigers. Follow shot off. Rebound Tigers. Follow shot and a foul from behind. That will be the first foul by Jefferson County North this evening, and it will belong to Gwen Blattner. So Coach Knoll has brought some freshmen into the game. Free throw for the Tigers. Too strong. One more shot coming up here for Mackenzie Scholes. 2:22 to go in the opening quarter. Looking to retake the lead, Lady Tigers. Send the second one, and it won't go in either. And this time the board is going to be cleared away by Langley. Up the floor, and JC in to feed to the left side of the lane, back over to the right. The very long two, no, rebound, Atchison County. Ava Spear coming up with a basketball. She'll race down the right side and double dribbles the basketball. Moving very fast in front of the scorer's table, and it just kind of got away from her, ultimately reaching out with a second hand and making contact. Here comes Jefferson County North. Karina into the forecourt, over to the left side. Clara for three, nope. Rebound, Emily. Turns, shoots off the backboard, no. Rebound, Clara. It's going to be knocked out of her hands by Bowerly and out of bounds to the Lady Chargers. You're going to get Riley Thompson back in, Taylor Schrick back in, Abby Laird back in. So JCN is back to its original starting five. With a minute 50 to go in the opening quarter in a 5-5 game. Inbound pass thrown away. Tigers are going to steal it. Here comes Bowerly. Helmets up the right side in front of the JC and bench. The running shot deflected by Langley. Give her that block. And a minute 40 to go. Back up with it will come Jeff North. Skip pass comes out on top. Turn around 15-footer. Buried. That is Abby Laird knocking down her first points in the ballgame. And JC goes up 7-5. And a minute 24 to go in the first. Here's a three. Left side up, no good. Laird clears down the rebound. Chase the end with a two-point lead. Back up the floor. 75 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Riley Thompson out on top. Here's Clara knocking in three. Clara Johnson hits the three. The Tigers take a timeout, and Joseph, we're going to take another one. We're taking a break now with a minute 7 to go in the opening quarter. Chargers have raced back. JCN 10, Atchison County 5.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Back up here in Effingham, Kansas, coming out of the timeout. It'll belong to Atchison County. We're in the last minute now of the first. ACCHS with the ball. Little skip pass for Bowerly. He's going to be batted away, but recovered out on top. by Corey Wagner. Now the pass in the middle, knocked loose, and Jason is going to pick it up off the floor. Coming up with the basketball, Quinn Blattner, who's back in. Tigers with that on top. 38 seconds and counting to go toward the end of the opening quarter. Here's going to be Taylor Schrick with it. Feeds into the middle and reaching across. We will have a foul on, I believe, on Bowerly. Yeah. McKenzie will collect her first foul. It'll be ACCHS team foul four. Coming in for Jefferson County North, you'll find Carly Porter. And she's going to come in for Clara. She will be doing the inbound work. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. Comes in on the right side. Knocked away by Wagner for a second, but it's going to be saved by Taylor Schrick. Schrick will dribble around to the right side. Dumps it over to the edge to Riley Thompson. Into the lane. The shot layered up. No good. Gets her own rebound. Follows up. It rolls around. No good. Gets her own rebound. Follows up. Puts it in. Three shots added. Multiple rebounds. And Abby Laird has four. It is now 12-5. With 10 seconds to go, and the Tigers are going to have to hurry to get this shot away. They're into the forecourt with six, over to the right side with four. The feed underneath to Martin is knocked out of her hands, and she's gotten fouled with two. I think this foul is going to be maybe on Abby. It will be Abby Laird's first foul of the game. Langley's going to come back in. Coach knows as Juxper was arms up. You expect the Tigers want to get it into Martin. Here comes into the right side, a little sidestep, an open three at the buzzer, won't go. And we come to the end of the first. Timeout on the court in Effingham, Kansas. One quarter into the girls' game. It is Jefferson County North 12, Atchison County 5.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Really nice crowd on hand here in Effingham, Kansas tonight. It's senior night at ACCHS. To begin the second quarter, Atchison County is going to be out there with Martin and Bowerly. They've got, what's they going to have out there? Got McKenzie Schultz putting it in play. She'll bring it into Ellie Spear and running it out. It'll be Corey Wagner. For Jefferson County North, it looks like the original five. Riley Johnson, Clara Johnson, Taylor Schrink, Abby Laird, Emily Langley. Tigers bring it in, and we're underway here in the second quarter. 12-5, JCN in front. Feet to the left side of the free throw line. Farrelly's going to lose her footing. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will be JCN basketball. It'll be put in play between the Charger bench and the scorer's table. My perch here in Effingham, as always, is behind the scorer's table, top of the stands. 50-yard line didn't get any better than this. Here's a feed in the middle, back over to the right side where the 16-foot jump shot is up. No good, but the putback will be in. Riley Thompson getting her first points of the game, pushing the JCN lead now to 14-5. And 11-0, no, make that a 13-0 run right now for JCN. 7:15 to go, opening half. Now the ball is going to be knocked away, picked up by Laird. Up with it is going to come Clara. She'll stop, pop, score. Clara Johnson has eight. It is now 16-5 and a 15-0 run for the Lady Chargers. Here's a three for Wagner. It's going to be too long. Langley rebounds it down. Jeff North back up the floor. Jason in the traveling. Kelly Green with white lettering and trim for the Tigers. It is those home whites with orange and black. Out on top with it, and around to the right side. Going to go between the circles. Langley pulls up from 16, too strong. Offensive board, followed up, and got the roll. I wasn't sure that was going to fall in, but it does for Taylor Schrick. Every Charger starter has scored, and we're going to get a Tiger timeout. Taking a break with Coach Eckert at 6:25 to go in the first half. It is now JCN 18 after the County 5.
stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
With us here in Effingham, Kansas tonight. Don't forget, the guys' game still coming up. Yeah, I know you're looking at the clock on the wall and saying, it's a little bit late, isn't it? Well, maybe. We had girls' JV game starting at 4:30 and then the boys' JV game. And now we're in the girls' varsity with 6:25 to go in the first half. Tigers putting the ball in play, but right now, Jeff North is on a 17-0 run, leading at 18-5. ACCHS works the perimeter. And again, we're going to have a little switch of defenses by JCN as they were zoning and how they kind of got to more of a player defense. Here's a shot missing. Offensive rebound followed up and knocking it down high off the wall. It's going to be Danny Chu. It is 18-7. And we're 5:50 to go in the opening half. In the middle, Abby, two more. She just turns around and literally just throws it into the basket. 20-7. Chargers took 10 seconds with that possession. Didn't fool around. Got the ball where they wanted it. Got the shot they were hoping to get. Took it. Here's a three-pointer. Tigers, nope. Rebound, Langley. Clara brings it up court. We're at 5:20 to go in the opening half of the ladies' game. Clara Johnson dumps it over to the left side. A lot of seniors on this JCN team, three to be exact. Here's a lob right side. Abby with the assist. Langley goes up, gets fouled. It'll be the second for Madison. So Madison Martin picking up foul number two. It'll be the first foul of the second quarter by either team. And JCN with 1-2, now three at the scorer's table as the first free throw is perfect. Emily Langley collects her third point of the game. And you're going to get Karina and Carly and Gwen. Second free throw. Got them both. 22-7. Jefferson County North. And we've got 5 minutes to play in the opening half of this girls' game. Tigers are going to be, I would think, a little patient. What you need right now is you need a bucket. You just need to be looking for the shot you want. Ball's going to be slapped out of the hands of Ava Spear and knocked out of bounds. Quinn Blattner getting a hand on that thing, batted it away. Ava's going to bring it in, skips it over the left side, and stepping in front of it is going to be Clara. Here comes Jefferson County North. Johnson outlet over to the left side. The shot goes up, and Mark comes in late, and she'll have her third. So Madison Martin picking up her third and final of the ball game here. 4:43 to go in the second quarter. Coming to the free throw line for JCN. And the first shot up and good. That is Gwen. Blattner takes her time, and the second one will not go in. Rebound, fought for, it's on the floor, and I kind of thought maybe Madison would be taken out of the game with that third foul, but she has not been. 23-7. JCN out front. Tigers with their regular five still out there. Here's a swing over to the right side. Coach Eckert, again, you've got to just try to find your shot. Here's Martin for three. Won't get it to fall, and the rebound. Pulled down, and then we've got a body on the floor, and apparently there was some contact underneath the Tiger goal. Officials coming over to let us know that it'll be Danny Chu picking up her third foul. So a couple of the Tiger starters already with three fouls, and we've still got 4:10 to go in the second quarter. Passed in the middle of Blattner. Now a defender jumps in on it and ties up the basketball. Jump ball, call possession.
Beckett's going to come to Jefferson County North. Back in for JCN, going to be Riley Thompson and Taylor Schrick and Abby Laird. As Coach Steve knows, got obviously very solid, very dependable eight-player rotation. And now we're going to get a JCN turnover off the inbound. Back it'll come to the Lady Tigers. Inside 4 minutes ago in the first half. Danny Chu brings it up the floor and taking it down the left side. Avis Beard directing little traffic as Danny crosses from the left to the top of the key. Back over it's going to go. Three-point shot looks good, but just a little bit short. Rebounding it down, it's Langley. Up the floor with it, Jefferson County North. Here comes Taylor. Schrick into the forecourt, starts down the left side, brings it way up high between the circles. Now the lob into the middle is going to be batted away. It's loose on the floor. It's going to be saved by Laird. Now picked back up by Langley. She's going to lose it out of bounds. They're going to call it for a travel. So Langley whistled for the turnover, and she's going to come out of the game. Langley will check out. Back into the game for Jeff North. We're going to get Gwen Blattner. 3:20 to go in the half. After finding themselves trailing by four early in the game, it's been quite an offensive display for JCN since. Here's a feed, baseline right. Little jumper for the Tigers. Doesn't go in, and Abby Laird with the rebound. Here comes Clara Johnson down the right side. Clara Johnson is deceivingly tall. I may have mentioned this at the Valley Falls game last week, but when you see her, and here's a shot, Abby for two more. Abby Laird has eight, and is down 25-7. But yeah, Clara's got to be 5'11", 10 at least, maybe 11, and handles the ball well. Here's a baseline three for Atchison County. Will not go in, and a break for ECCHS. Looks like Martin may have been a little out of position, but she comes down with the rebound, and the ball is going to be knocked away from Bowerly. Here comes Jefferson County North. 2:20 left in the opening half. Schrick across the timeline, dumps it over to the left side to Thompson. Riley on the floor once to Abby from 15. That one hits the back, won't go. Laird chases it down. And as she starts to drive to the middle, they're going to call her for a travel. Corey Wagner coming back in for Coach Eckert and the Lady Tigers. And JCN is going to rotate their original five out there. Riley, Clara, Taylor, Abby, and Emily. 2 minutes to go in the first half. High school girls basketball this evening here on Care Radio. Happy to have you with us. Pass comes way out of top, nearly lost into the backcourt. Good hustle, though, by Corey Wagner to rescue that ball. And now it's going to be stolen by Clara. She'll drive down the right side. Stops in, up, doesn't get it. Followed by Langley, doesn't get it. Rebound, Langley, doesn't get it. Rebound, pulled down by Laird, doesn't get it. Laird, got it. I'll tell you what, you get that many shots, I think even I am going to get one eventually. Five shots within a couple of feet of the goal for JCN, pushing their lead down to 27-7. We're at a minute 20 to go. The shot underneath, no. Rebound, Abby Laird. Here comes JCN. Right side, Clara. The feed underneath, Emily. Back out on top, and the lob down off the block. The shot is up, and another block by Madison Martin. Madison, one of the leaders in the state of Kansas, with over four blocked shots a game. 1 minute to play in the half. Tigers are going to skip it over to the left side. Way now deep into the corner. It's going to go to Mackenzie Scholes. Back to the right. Corey Wagner knocked out of her hands and out of bounds by Langley. 48 seconds left in the first half. Since about the midpoint of the opening quarter, JCN is on a 26-2 run. Here's Martin down the right side of the lane. Twists and turns. Get a nice open look at it, but it won't fall for her. And a rebound. Tigers are going to save it. Wagner with the save. Long cross court left side. Mackenzie Scholes with it. Doesn't take that long three. 25 seconds left in the half. Back on top to Corey. Wagner directs a little traffic again with a free hand. Dribbles with the right. Goes cross court. Here's a three on its way. Won't fall. Offensive rebound. And it's slapped out of her hands. Back it'll come to ACCHS. It was pulled down underneath by Danny Chu, but Riley Thompson dislodges the ball, knocking it out of play. Coming back in again, too. Hatches County. Here's Martin, the easy up and in. Madison Martin collecting her first points of the ballgame. It's now 27-9. Down the floor, JCN. The shot is a buzzer off the mark, and it's intermission. We'll be back here in Evingham to summarize the opening half for you as they head for the locker room. Jefferson County North Lady Chargers, 27, Atchison County 9.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
And then again, Kansas, the guys keep out of the court, warming up, getting set to go for their game. Coming up after this one, do not get away. Hotsville High School Hoops coming up here on Care Radio. A quick recap of the opening half of the girls' game here tonight. Four, ACCHS leading the way. Mackenzie Bowerly with five and two each for Madison Martin and Danny Chu. For Jefferson County North, a double-digit half for Abby Laird. She's got 10. Clara Johnson, 8. 4 in the first half for Emily Langley. And then 2 apiece for Riley Thompson and Taylor. Why can I not do that? Taylor Strick. She's been starting all year. And then finally, you got Quinn Blattner knocking in 1 for JCN. Second half coming up live, but right now, intermission in Effingham, Kansas. Halftime score, Jeff North, 27 inches on County 9. We're taking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. He's got senior night halftime.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you high school basketball from Effingham, Kansas, as JCN has gone up the road a piece to visit the Tigers. We will be returning to the game in just a few minutes. I did want to mention that we've got Benedictine basketball tomorrow, as Benedictine will be playing host to Grandview. It's the last home game of the regularly scheduled season. Join the Ravens at 5:30 as the ladies take to the court. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look comes to you from the Care Country Studios and airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night brings us back to high school basketball as we will have the ACCHS on the road at Pleasant Ridge. The scheduled tip time is 6 p.m. Again, do take that with a little bit of a grain of salt. Sometimes the girls' games do start a little bit late, as they did tonight, and the boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Saturday brings us to the last regularly scheduled game of the season for the Ravens, as they will be on the road at Graceland. Join us at 2 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 4.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
After a successful 2 weekends of regional wrestling, 50 area wrestlers are headed to Salina for the Kansas State Wrestling Tournament. The MSC Sports Radio Network will be there in force to keep you updated with all the latest results and information. Tune in to KNZA 103.9 FM for hourly updates starting at 9:30 in the morning on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. For live audio play-by-play, head to MSCSports.net for coverage on the Holton and Sabetha channels. State wrestling coverage on the MSC Sports Radio Network is brought to you by Wilson Tire, Taylor Insurance in Oskaloosa, Effingham, and Atchison. Atchison Auto Parts, your local Napa connection. Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? By the Baileyville Animal Clinic, your hometown veterinary clinic in Seneca and in Baileyville. By Kind TS Trucking in Sabetha. And by your local Farm Bureau financial services agent, Kirk Peterson. Don't miss state wrestling updates and live coverage on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some finals to report in girls basketball. First and foremost, it was Holton over Perry, 34-25 in the girls game. Troy had an overtime win against Donovan West, 51-48. It was tied 43 going into overtime. In the Jackson Heights Oskaloosa game, the Bears slipped home with a win for the Lady Bears. It was 53 points to the Lady Cobras, 46. Hiawatha ladies topped Sabetha just moments ago, 37-17. Centralia beat Axtell with the final score of Centralia ladies 52, Axtell 21. And it was Valley Heights over Blue Valley, 76-32. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 38 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the south 8 to 15 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 46. Daytime highs approaching 62 Thursday under partly cloudy skies. 61 Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 54 degrees in Atchison. It feels like 51 out there with the winds out of the south at 9 miles per hour. Dew point, 29 degrees Fahrenheit. The barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.03 inches of mercury. And the relative humidity is 38%, giving us a feels-like temperature of 51. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Acheson Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back again to Effingham, Kansas. And as we return, the ball comes in play, and the Tigers are underway in the second half. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He does a great job, doesn't he? Taking care of us all at halftime. Joseph, we appreciate you back in the studio. Tom counts with you here, and ACCHS Bowerly will drive into the lane, puts a shot, airborne, won't go, bodies all over the floor, no foul called, and travels with it to the backcourt, no whistle, and here come the Chargers up the floor. Half a minute into the second half. Jeff North with the ball, leading it 27-9. Both teams have the starters out there pretty much. Well, for JC and the same starters. Cross court right side. Here's Clara for three. Kansas. Clara Johnson now at 11 points. Riley Thompson, Clara Johnson, Taylor Schrick, Abby Laird, Emily Langley. 30-9. And 6:55 to go in the third quarter. Out there for ACCHS with the basketball. That is Mackenzie Scholl. She'll throw it out topside to Corey Wagner, but it's going to get away a little bit. Gets out of bounds. Ava Spears also out there with Madison Martin and Mackenzie Bowerly. So it's going to be JC in basketball. They lead 30-9. Here's a little baseline jumper. No good. Rebound tipped out. Tigers are going to control it down. Up four with it. ACCHS. Ava Spear, sophomore, pushes it over to the left, down to the baseline. The three, no rebound underneath. Coming down with it is going to be James Tien and Taylor Schrick. The freshman comes down with the basketball, will walk into the forecourt and stop way up high, about three steps above the three-point ring. Her cross-court pass is sighted in on and slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Bowerly. Bowerly saw what was happening there and had plenty of time, that long, slow floater pass across the court, to get out there. Couldn't recover. Couldn't pull it in, but was able to get a hand on it and deflect it out of bounds. Here's the feed underneath to Langley in traffic, off the window, give her two. Emily Langley with a half a dozen points now, and it is now 32-9. And we've got 5:55 to go to the third. Here's a turner. Here's Bowerly with a quick two. 32-11, the Tigers with their first points of the second half. And now the ball's going to be knocked away, tied back up, jump ball called, possession, Jefferson County North. Danny Chu coming in for head coach Andrew Eckert. Danny, one of the trio of seniors on the ACCHS roster here on senior night. Laird goes up with a shot and going to be deflected out of bounds. JC and also with three seniors, all of whom start. Clara Johnson, Abby Laird, and Emily Langley. Here's a 17-footer from straightaway. It's a bit short. Going to get away and go out of bounds. It'll come back into Atchison County. Here comes ACCHS. Look around the conference tonight. Not everybody's playing. The Wharton Chargers have the night off. Other games going on in NEKL. You'll have Pleasant Ridges at Valley Falls tonight. You've got Jackson Heights at Oskaloosa and Marshall Mount Academy at McLeod. Here's the feed down low. The shot off the window and it won't fall. Rebound tipped around and going to go out of bounds to the Tigers. Back into the game for Atchison County is going to come Ellie Spear. We're just over 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 32-11. Jason in front. Back right of the left side. Tigers will dump it over to Danny. She gets it back to McKenzie. Bowerly having another good night. She has them on a regular basis this time. The ball's loose. It's on the floor, and three players diving for it. We're going to get a jump. Yeah. It will be Tiger basketball.
And for Coach Noel, you've got that trio of substitutions that he brings in with Glenn Blattner and Carly Porter and Karina Johnson. So he rotates in those three. Here's a wide open player off of the inbound and an easy bucket. Mackenzie Scholes got herself in a good position. Found a little ding light, uncontested. 32-13. And now the ball's going to be stolen. Scholes back down the floor. Stops, dishes down to the baseline. Defender gotten in front of her, so she tried a nice little bounce pass looking for Ellie. And it's going to be kicked out of bounds by JC, and Tigers are going to have it in at their baseline. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Tigers lob it in way out on top. Martin will take it. Madison goes right side. Feed inside the block. McKenzie shot. Nope. Rebound. Tigers and a foul by Jeff North. Our officials gliding over here. Let us know it'll be on Clara Johnson. It is going to be her first. It is the first foul of the second half by either team. And coming to the line, McKenzie Scholes. Big deep knee bend, free throw, rolls around, won't go in. And Jason is going to rotate Riley Thompson and Taylor Schrick and Abby Laird back in. One more shot here. On its way, looks good, is good. So McKenzie Scholes collects her third point of the evening. It is now 32-14. Tigers are on a 5-0 run with 4:20 to go in the third. The feed will come to Langley. Her shot is up, missing, and a rebound tipped out. And as it is hauled in, it's going to be Danny Hughes stepping on the baseline. She was trying to break out of a lot of traffic. A ton of people jammed up there at the base of the lane. Steps out of baseline. JC is going to bring it back in play. It'll come out on top to Laird. Oh, a nice move. Feeds underneath. Oh, what a beautiful play by Abby Laird. Dumps it over to the left side to a wide open and undefeated Taylor Schrick. And Taylor goes up and in. 34-14. Pass in the middle for Martin. Ball batted away. Save of the Tigers. Great hustle by Danny Chu. Comes out on top. Here's McKenzie Scholes. No. Rebound. JC in. Riley Thompson will board it down, bring it up the floor, weaves her way over to the left side, launches it over there to Clara. Johnson comes back out on top to Thompson. Left side, back out on top. The three, this time it does not go. Tipped up, no. Langley follows it up, no. Rebound, Laird, yes. Abby with a dozen. And it's going to be a plus one. The foul is going to be on the Tigers, McKenzie Scholes. It is her first, the first Tiger foul of the third quarter. And Abby Laird, with a dozen points, has a chance to put one more on. 3:28 to go in the third. Fowley coming out of the ballgame for a minute for Atchison County. It's a free throw by Laird. Is perfect. It is now 37-14. And for the second time, a 23-point JCN lead. 3:20 to go, third quarter. Tigers with the ball, rotated around to the left side. Wagner jumps it into the deep left corner. Down there to Ellie. Spear backs away a little bit. Feeds in the middle of Martin. Back to Spear. Alone, open, three, off the front, no good. Rebound, Langley clears it away. Back up with it, it'll be Riley Thompson. Riley works all the way to the left wing. Feeds in the middle. Turning around, the shot, Abby's going to be short. And bodies it on the floor with the rebound. Going to go out of bounds, and they will say it is Tiger basketball. Bowerly, who is out of the game for a brief moment, is right back in. So McKenzie out of the game for hardly any time at all, and she's back in, going to take that upcourt pass. 2 minutes and 40 to go in the third. Atchison County, baseline right, Wagner crosses over underneath the rim, and her pass back out on top, looking for Madison. It's going to be stolen away. Riley Thompson with the steal and the upcourt drive. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Pass to the right side. It's going to be knocked away out of bounds by Corey. JC will have it in play in front of head coach Steve Knoll, his assistant Rich Jobbins. JC with it up top side. Here's Clara. Riley goes right, the feet in the middle. Abby, with three defenders on her, goes up. Did she draw a foul? No, but it's going to be deflected, and it's going to be lost out of bounds, and it will be off Jeff North. Here comes Atchison County. Mackenzie Bowerly. Changing hands with the dribble. She'll cross the middle, first to the right, then to the left. Now cuts back over to the right side again. Goes in, charges. Yes. Abby Laird had stood her ground. Mackenzie crashed into the middle. And for Bowerly, it'll be foul number two. Tiger, team foul two of the third. Here comes J.C. Hinn. 2 minutes to play in the third quarter, leading at 37-14. Over to the right side, that's Taylor Schrick. To Claire Johnson, into the lane. Langley goes up with a shot, and they're going to say no shot. She was fouled prior to that on the floor. And this is going to be Ellie Spears' first foul. J.C. and Guy's team, who's been sitting in the stands here, kind of taking in the ladies' game. Now, beginning to make their exit for the locker rooms. They're going to be preparing for what will be our game two tonight. Nice pass underneath, and Langley up and in, and we're going to get, no, didn't go in. Follows it up, she'll put it back into the second shot. Emily Langley with eight. And it's now 39-14. A minute and a half to go in the third quarter. And as the Tigers try to drive to the baseline, don't get it on the floor quickly enough, turning it over with the travel. Madison Martin McKenzie. Bowerly out on the floor for Atchison County, along with McKenzie Scholes, Ellie Spear, and Corey Wagner. Those are going to be the Lady Tiger five. As Jefferson County North brings it up the floor. Tigers setting up in a little zone defense. Here's a feed underneath. Langley, high off the window. It's two more. Emily Langley with 10. And it's now 41-14. And we're 70 seconds left, third quarter. Nice screen set by Martin. Bowerly goes three. Can't get it to drop. And a rebound, Langley. She'll dump it over to Taylor Schrick up the floor, with it become Jefferson County North. Pass over to the left side. Rescued by Riley Thompson. Got away for a minute. Riley's able to pick it up. Gets double teamed. Beats to the left side of the lane. Comes back out on top. Dumps it back to the right to Clara. Underneath it goes to Langley. And the pass back out on top is batted free, but saved underneath by Taylor. The baseline shot up and good. The rainbow by Riley Thompson for three. They're going to move. Make it two. Riley Thompson's given a two for that one. So it's 43-14. ACCHS with a half a minute to go in the third quarter. Comes out on top. Here's Corey for an outside shot. Doesn't drop. Gets their own long rebound. Tigers are going to keep it alive. The feed to the block on the floor one time, and we'll have a JCN blocking foul. The foul is on Emily Langley. It will be her first, and it will be the Chargers' second third quarter foul. JCN making another substitution. Yeah, Langley's going to come out of the game, and Abby Laird will come back in. This is not a group we normally see together. Driving across, Bowerly, nice spinning move, misses the shot, fouled, and she's going to get a couple of free throws. I didn't think there was anybody that close, but apparently there's going to be a whistle on Quinn Blattner. It'll be her second foul. And we've got 10 seconds to play in the third. Here's Mackenzie Bowerly coming to the line for her first free throws of the night. The first one's up and good. It'll be point number 8 for Mackenzie Bowerly. She leads Atchison County in scoring. One more shot. Got them both. 43-16. JCN's going to have to hustle into the forecourt with 7 seconds. Skip pass with 4. The feed in the middle to Laird, loses the handle, and that will take us to the end of the third quarter. We've got a timeout on the floor, going to the fourth in Effingham, Kansas. Jefferson County North Lady Chargers 43, Atchison County 16.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy.
check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Quarters, ACC and Jens continue to be led, as they very frequently are, by Mackenzie Bowerly. She's got 9 for the Lady Tigers. Coming off the bench, Mackenzie Scholes with 3, 2 each for Madison Martin and Danny Chu. For Jefferson County North, 3 players in double digits scoring, led by Abby Laird, 13. Claire Johnson, 11 and 10 for Emily Langley. 4 each, Riley Thompson and Taylor Schrick. Quinn Blattner with 1. 43-16, Chargers out front. Here we go to the fourth quarter, and it'll be JCN basketball to begin things. Be interested to see how JCN plays it. Well, now we know quick 3 is going to be set up and no good. Clara couldn't get it to fall and rebounding it back down. It'll be Atchison County. 20 seconds into the fourth quarter, ACCHS up court with the basketball. They trail it by, 27. Bowerly will have it way out right side at the 28-foot mark, right in front of the student cheering section across the way. Here's an open 3, knocking it down. Ava Spears' first points of the game. 43-19. 7:17 to go in the game. Underneath, Langley, give her 2. Emily's got a dozen. 45-19. We're 7 minutes to go. Wide open again, going for 3. This time it's online, but a little bit short. Langley's going to rebound it down. A little bit of a collision, but no foul call. Chargers up the floor. Tyra Johnson runs up, running shot from about 14. Doesn't go. Bowerly with the rebound. Looking up the floor, gets the outlet pass to Corey. Wagner from deep in the right edge. Thought about the 3, then doesn't. Instead brings it on top where a 3 is set. Sailing, not going to go in, but Abby Laird with the rebound. Here comes Jefferson County North. JCN kicking it up the floor, leading it 45-19. The feet underneath for Laird is a little too tall and a little too far and somewhat out of her reach. And getting a timeout, yeah. We're going to take a break on the inbound. Joseph, if you would be so kind. We've got a timeout on the floor, 6:27 to go in the ladies' game. Don't forget the guys still coming up. It's Jeff North, 45, Atchison County, 19.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Well, congratulations to Coach Lane and the Oskaloosa Lady Bears as they take a 10-point win tonight over Jackson Heights, 56-46. Michaela Boyd, 25 points for Oskaloosa. Not coming down the floor. We're going to get a whistle. We get a foul. Going to be on JCN. The first of a couple of free throws. Going to roll out. Won't go. That foul is going to be the first of the ballgame for Riley Thompson. It'll be the first foul for either team in the fourth quarter. Second free throw, airborne, and it will not go in either. So Mackenzie Scholes not able to get one of those to drop, and JCN quickly to the other end of the floor, where a foul will put Emily Langley at the free throw line. Emily's got a dozen points. She's the only JCN player to have scored in the fourth quarter, and she's 2 of 2 at the free throw line tonight. Just over 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. And here comes Emily Langley. Free throw? Yeah. And again, no heights or such as that on the roster, but I'm going with Emily at 6'2". Second free throw, perfect. And that'll be her 14th point. 47-19. 6:04 to go. JC in with a commanding lead. The pass will go into the lane, over to the left block, trying to get a shot away, just can't. Langley's too tall and her defense is too good for Mackenzie Schultz to get a shot beyond her. And this time, the shot from the outside by the Tigers is not going to drop in. Rebound pulled down by Clara. She'll go coast to coast. Put up a runner. Can't get it. Rebound. Was it tapped? It was not. It'll be off JC in and out of bounds. So back it'll come to the Lady Tigers. 5.5 to play in the game. Very busy sports week for the final week of the regular season for high schools and, by the way, for Benedictine College, with whom we will be tomorrow night. We'll have the Ravens in the Nolan Gymnasium hosting Grandview. Baseline jumper, nope, rebound. Coming down with it is going to be Jefferson County North. Now the ball's going to be bounded away for a moment, but it's going to be saved, and then we get a foul. No, we're going to get a timeout by Coach Knoll. I was trapped on the near side. Taylor Schrick pinned up against the sideline, but Coach Knoll getting a timeout. We'll be back and talk about the schedule and get through the rest of this game. But right now, we're taking a break. Joseph at 5:11 to go in the contest. Ladies basketball, it's Jeff North 47, Atchison County 19.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, they tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Coming out of the timeout, you hear the cheer from the JCN fans. That's because Clara Johnson throws in a three, making it now 50-19. Welcome back, everybody, here to Effingham, Kansas. 4:50 to go in the ladies' game. ACCHS with the basketball. Baseline shot, no good. Rebound, Bowerly. And we're going to get a timeout. Yeah, Bowerly on the floor, covering up the basketball. And Coach Eckert will take a timeout. Joseph, we're going to hang on to it here for this one. It'll be a relatively brief timeout. 50-19 is the Jefferson County North lead. 31 is their largest advantage so far tonight. I was just beginning to mention a moment ago that tomorrow evening we're going to be with the Benedictine Ravens up in the Nolan Gymnasium. 5:30 for the ladies' game and 7:30 for the guys. The Ravens with their final regular season home game. And they're going to be hosting Grandview. So the Vikings coming to town. Come on up and watch them. BC Ladies will have a home game in the conference postseason tournament coming up next week, but we'll cross that bridge a little bit later. Thursday night, it'll be sports. So Friday night, we have special sports programming. No game Friday night. So that said, ACCHS putting the ball in play, and we're back at it with 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Nice pass in the middle. It's going to be stolen by Jefferson County North. Abby Laird comes up with the basketball, and here comes JC in. Skip pass to the right block, and the shot deflected. Another block for Madison Martin. Corey Wagner comes down the right side, loses her footing, and loses the ball, and it's going to go out of bounds to Jefferson County North. I'm not sure she lost her footing, or maybe her foot just kind of, as she put on the brakes, just kind of stuck to the floor a little bit. Abby Laird is going to check out. You can hear a nice round of applause for her. And Jefferson County North is going to bring sophomore Michael Lee into the game. JCN will go right side. Looking out of the floor, we have a starter still out there in Taylor Schrick, the freshman. So for JCN, a very young group of athletes. And the Tigers going to come up with a steal. Here comes Atchison County. 3.5 to go in the ball game. Corey Wagner has it over to the left side. Out on top, Karina Johnson providing defense. Here's Martin, goes into the lane, turns from 13, doesn't fall. Rebound, follow shot, no, and we're going to get a JCN foul on Gwynn. Foul number three for Gwynn Blattner this evening, and Charger foul number two in the fourth quarter, coming to 3:09 to play. At the line, it'll be Mackenzie Schultz. She is one of four at the free throw line tonight. That one won't quite fall. Tigers are going to bring Ava Spear and Ellie Spear both back into the game. One more shot coming up for Mackenzie Schultz. It is up, dips out, rebound Chargers. Coming down with the basketball for Jefferson County North, it's going to be Holly Kosanke, a freshman. And now the ball is tipped around, and Tigers are going to pick it up. Powerly running it down the floor, goes down the left side, cuts across the lane, dips it off on top, kicks it out there to Ellie Spear, back over to the left side. Mackenzie Schultz goes baseline, feeds in. Martin shot up, won't get it. Rebound tipped out. JC and clears out of basketball. Here they come. Kosanke coming down the court with the ball. She'll go all the way to the right side. Stop. Left-hander. Puts the shot up, doesn't get it. Follow shot, doesn't get it. We get a foul. Let's see where this one is going to go with 1:50 to play. Foul is going to be the second of the game by Mackenzie Schultz. The first of two free throws. Not quite going to get in there for Carly Porter. Running clock, and the Tigers are going to make a couple of more substitutions as Mackenzie Schultz and Madison Martin will exit the floor. Getting some of the youngsters out there. Second free throw won't quite fall in either. Rebounding it down is Jeff Norris. And then the ball is going to be taken away. Michael Lee had it for a second, and the upcourt pass slapped out of bounds by Karina Johnson. Coming in for JCN now, you're going to get Hallie Noel. So Hallie comes into the game. And the ball, they're going to get that thing tracked down over there. It took them a minute. Inside the last minute, tick-tock. They're going to have to get this thing in. They try to get it into Bowerly, but knocked away by Holly Kosanke. 39-38 seconds ago. Tigers looking to put the ball back in play again. Here we go. Looking in. Bring it over to the left side on the court once. Falling away off the window. Won't go in. Nice looking shot underneath there for Mallory Bosch, but JCN will come up off the miss with 20 to go. Deep in the left side with it is going to be Porter. Won't take the shot. Comes back out on top, Karina. Karina squares up for three. It's too strong. Tigers will rebound it down. They're going to have to hustle with 8 seconds. Now with five, the pass batted away. 2 seconds, 1 second. At the buzzer, the layup, got it. It's going to count for Carly Porter, and that'll do it. Final score tonight, Jefferson County North 52, ACCHS. 19 of the girls' game. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious Beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's. Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's.
Good to have you along here on Care Radio this evening as we're doing a little paperwork here quick. ACC Chess and the ladies game coming up just short to Jeff North tonight. Recap of the scoring for you for the Lady Tigers leading the way. Mackenzie Bowerly with 9. Second behind her tied up is Mackenzie Scholes and Ava Spear, 3 apiece. Madison Martin and Danny Chu each with a pair. For Jefferson County North, 3 players at double-digit scoring. Emily Laird with 14, Emily Langley, 14. Clara Johnson, 14. And Abby Laird, 13. 4 apiece for Riley Thompson and Taylor Schrick. 2 tonight for Carly Porter. Gwen Blattner with 1. And I'm going to tell you what, dear. USB player of the game tonight. I got to go with Abby Laird. She just battled inside. Did a fantastic job getting rebound after rebound. Ended up with 13 points tonight. Was out of the game in the fourth quarter. Didn't even come back out like some of the young players get some minutes. So it is Abby Laird, your Union State Bank player of the game. ACCHM, 6-13, 6-9. Jefferson County North improves their record. They are now 15-5 and 13-3 in the NEKL. It is senior night here in Effingham, Kansas. So seniors from multiple sports and activities have been recognized. So we're going to enjoy that with a really, really nice crowd on hand here this evening. And then we're going to be back with the guys' game. Don't forget, boys basketball still on its way on Care Radio tonight. Get a final score of the ladies' contest. Jeff North, 52, Atchison County, 19. We'll be back in Effingham. But right now, we're going to be back at the Care Studios with our man, Joseph.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our postgame show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 38 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the south 8 to 15 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 46. Daytime highs approaching 62 Thursday under partly cloudy skies. 61 Friday.